The pasuk says, "V'hiza haTorah l'tomei," that v'hiza, you have to spritz haTorah, Torah to a person. The person that spritzes the mechatis on the tomei to a person. It says loshin v'hiza haTorah. So Rashi says, "Hator means shetaharati l'chokan." That means he's Torah here. So it's a diyuk, like the Gemara says, "Tor, he's Torah over here. Mechlal shu tomei. Mashma, some other place really he has some din tumer on him." Just that he's enough tor to make the azor. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. V'hizar hator alatomei. Like, what does the Torah have to say the word hator for? The Josh should have said v'hizar alatomei. Whoever it is, shita, you have to be a Torah-tik person. If you take the mechates and you spritz it on the Torah-tik person, that's what the Torah should have said. Why does it say the extra word hator? It means to teach us that even though you're tor, but you're not completely tor. Nechlal shutomei. In another place, you have a dintumah. We'll soon see, like it's full yoin. Like the Gemara says, Lima to come to teach us, Atful Yoim, Shekosha Bapara. Atful Yoim means that anybody that was Tomei touched the Sherbet that day. So he went to the Mikvah that day. Halacha was his Taka Torah for certain halacha. He's allowed to eat Meiser. But Nagaya to Truma, though, he's still Tomei until it comes Harash Shemesh, until it comes nighttime. So this person Taka is Torah for certain halachas, but he's not a complete Torah to the person. He's still Tomei Nagaya to certain halachas. But the Chiddush is here for the Mechatis. This person is kosher. You could use its full yoin to make that zor for the mechatis. Rashi says, "Shetat lechokan mechlal shutam ledover achar could go in tful yoin shetam letruma. He's tam letruma, and the chiddush is over here that is kosher for the mechatis." So Gemara says, "Boy, my name Rav Sheshes. They asked the shalom from Rav Sheshes. Orul mal b'maisa. What's the law for a person that's an orul can eat maisa or not? Say levi." Can he eat meiser or not? Ki heichi di'alef pesach mi meiser. Linyan aninus, just like you learn out pesach from meiser. So we know the locher is that an oinin is not allowed to eat meiser. So we say the same way an oinin cannot eat meiser. Who what then is not allowed to eat from the korban pesach? Is yalef na mi meiser mi pesach. Lestor not hilchas meiser and hilchas pesach. Linyan arol l'linyalus. That the same way an oral is not allowed to eat the korban pesach. Who was in an oral is not allowed to eat meiser either. So maybe you learn out this way, that the din is a person that's an oral is not allowed to eat meiser. Or duma maybe no. Choma mikal yalef. We learn out a more choma from a kal, that we learn out. That madach and oinein can't eat meiser, pshiti can't eat the korban pesach, that's more choma. But the halachas of the korban pesach, that an oral cannot eat from the korban pesach, maybe an oral could eat meiser. From a kal you don't learn it out from. Dilma choma mikal yalef, or the kal michama la yalef. That's the shaila. Is a person that's an oral, is he allowed to eat maisa? Is amalu? So he answered back. Or Shreshes answered back to Nisu. We learned like this: Ha truma v'habikurim chayovim alaya misa. There's a case of yit truma that you chayiv misa. Who had in bikurim also as a locha like truma. So Rashi says misa tomei oicho. If you're tomei and eat truma, yichayiv misa, k'dichtiv u'meisu boi ki yichalu, u'bikurim ki truma. Bikurim has the same halacha like truma. The yom ha'ma, we learn the truma, siyot chayla bikurim. So if you eat truma when you're tomei, you eat bikurim when you're tomei, the halacha is yichayiv ala misa. V'choynesh, who adin if you eat it, if a zar eats a truma bikurim b'shoigei, he's chayiv to pay back a choynesh. Rashi, avav maisa sheni loy, but maisa sheni is no chayiv. So a zar machli lay, because a zar eats it. The yin choy mishal of a poydias maisoi. The yasurim lazarim. And a zar is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. The hein nichse koyin. The locher is, this belongs to the koyin. When you give truma to the koyin, it's his. The trash in the kaddish bemis isha. He can marry your wife with it. The likach bo avodah mekakoyis the bem, it's mamish his. Avo maiser, lo nitnelo liachilu ushtiyah, vesicha. The nishmas kadeshas boyis. Tamishter rab meyid, yom a maiser momen gvoyu. As a mayor sheet to is that meiser is called mamim gavoya, so it does not belong totally to the kohen. It's only in rishus of the kohen to eat it and to use it, but not to mekadesh nisha with it. Mashen kein truma and bikurim, that's the locha when you give it to the kohen, it's his 100%, he could be mekadesh nisha with it. The oilin biyechur mayor, and his bottle midrabonin, it has to have 1 in 100. Even though other things are bottle chad b'shishim, here it has to be bottle chad b'meyah. Utunin rechitzas yodayim. You have to wash your hands before you go to eat the truma. And Rashi says, "Afilu ain peiros, even if it's only fruit. You have fruits that are truma. This tam yodaim shniya sein midrabbonin. O poislas as a truma. Avo maisa v'chulun kaim lon anoytu yodel peiros arayz amigasi ruach. It's only a chumra in truma. That before you eat peiros of truma, you have to wash your hands. But if you go to eat regular maisa, the din is you don't have to wash your hands before you go to eat it. Hu adin v'arash shemesh. That if a person was the kaim was tummy that day, and even if he went to the mikvah." Before he can eat the truma, he has to wait till Arash Shemesh, till it comes nighttime. Shrashit yafinim by pirkin, tfuyoy muta b'maiser, tfuyosta b'truma. So the lochizor haray elu b'truma v'bichurim, ma'ashen kein b'maiser. That's what it says here. That these are the chumras that apply to truma and to bichurim, the same halacha like truma. Ma'ashen kein b'maiser, but regular maiser ish, the maiser sheni, you don't have these halachas. Now, v'yemis, if you want to tell me the first shayla was, is a person that's an oral allowed to eat ma'aser? V'yemist, if you want to tell me he's not allowed to eat ma'aser, nisti, let's say like this, oral also behem, ma'ashen kein b'ma'aser, mifaket, if you want to tell me that an oral is allowed to eat ma'aser, it should have put this upon the chumris of truma over ma'aser. It should have said that by truma and bikurim, an oral is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. Ma'ashen kein b'ma'aser, an oral is allowed to eat truma, allowed to eat ma'aser. So, since the Braisi doesn't put it together, it would be mashma that an oral is not larit ma'aser either. So, Mar says, that's not a raya. I'll tell you a ton of a shayer. Taket says a few of them, but it leaves out some. Taket true and oral, taket maybe is a larit ma'aser. And the reason why the Braisi didn't put it, because it doesn't put all the cases. For the Gemara, my shayer, the high shayer, what else did it leave out? Like, usually you don't only leave out one halacha. If you leave out a few halachas. So, which other halacha did it leave out? And the Gemara Shaya, his Maishah Dai Shaya, Shaya the Kotoni Seifu, not in the Seifu, Yesh be Maisel le Bikurim, Ma'ashenkein be Truma. There are certain cases that Maisel and Bikurim have the same halacha, Ma'ashenkein Truma does not have this halacha. What does that mean? Sheha Maisel va Bikurim tunim avoyis mokim. Both of them has to be brought to the Kohen by the Beis Hamikdash, Maisel and Bikurim. Ma'ashenkein Truma, you don't have to give in the Beis Hamikdash. Truma, you can eat the gvul in any place in any place in Eretz Yisrael, you will not eat truma. Utunin vidui. When you give maaser and when you give bikurim, you have to say vidui. Mashenka, when you give truma to the kohen, there's no halacha of saying vidui. The yosel yoinen, and an oinen is not allowed to eat. An oinen is not allowed to eat maaser and bikurim. Mashma, mashenka, and truma, an oinen is allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Shimon mater. Rabbi Shimon tak is mater. Rav Shimon Mati Bikurim Lyonin. Rav Shimon holds that an oinen is Ladi Bikurim. Lakama Forish Tamaya. Later we'll explain why Rav Shimon says an oinen could eat Bikurim. So I call upon a Maisa, everybody holds an oinen can eat. The Shal is about Bikurim. Rav Shimon Mati, Vechayovim Bebir. And there's a chiyav of beer. Rashi says bikurim or ma'aser sheni. V'shona shlish is the third year. Shem shor ma'aser roisav shona rishon u'shniya. If you didn't give your ma'aser sheni the first and second year, ma'alichem v'shlish is Yerushalayim. You have to bring it the third year to Yerushalayim. U'misvadav. And you say vidui. V'yarte kodesh min abayis. V'yelohalichem mizbarim achol mokim sheni. If you don't take it up to Yerushalayim, you have to burn it wherever it is. So these two halachas apply to bikurim and to ma'aser. Ma'ashenkein truma, you don't have this halacha. For Rabbi Shimon Poite, Rashi b'Bikurim, he also no din beer by Bikurim. So it says these are dinim that apply to truma, to ma'aser and to Bikurim, and not by truma. Now, v'ilu osa levayim yem betuma, the halacha though that it's osa to be mevayir,